It's been tremendous. That's why I came here. The people of Kansas elected me to represent agriculture, the biggest ag-producing district in the country. Chairman Conaway's been a treat to work with. All of his staff has been a treat to work with. It's been fun to get to know the members on the Ag Committee, both sides of the aisle, and think really for the most part we've had a great experience.
Dr. Roger Marshall is representing the 1st Congressional District of Texas, a member of the House Ag Committee. Says even though part of his district is suffering through extreme and severe drought, it really highlights the need for a safety net.
You know, exactly. And that's why, you know, I always describe the Farm Bill, the most important component of that, the backbone of every Farm Bill is crop insurance. And that's why we fought so hard to make sure it was fully funded. Very proud that this Farm Bill indeed does this. What I try to explain to members in Congress who weren't raised on a farm or don't have much agriculture policy in their backyard is that crop insurance allows a farmer to plant next year's crop. The crop insurance doesn't protect just the producer, but it protects that bank that's downtown. It protects the downtown business across my district. It means way more than just help for the farmer.
Every Democratic member of the House voted against the 2018 Farm Bill, along with 30 Republicans. But Marshall says he's proud of that product.
More than happy, I'm darn proud of what we did. This is something we've had a day-to-day input on since the day I got to Congress here. We're very fortunate that the Chairman Conaway allowed our office to have access to the Ag Committee. I think we worked very hard on everything from crop insurance. What I'm mostly proud about is that this whole bill is budget neutral. When we got here, there was talk there was going to be a 20 or 30% cut to the Farm Bill. So to fully fund crop insurance, to fully fund the Title I funding and the safety net, let alone we've done some great work on the nutrition side and CRP on the conservation. So I'm very, very proud of this bill. We had 10 listening sessions across my district. I've talked to thousands of agriculture producers, and I'm not sure what we didn't get that they asked us to get done. I couldn't think of one thing here. There may be a little tweak here and there, but for the most part, I'd say we got what agriculture producers wanted in this Farm Bill. And for all practical circumstances, I would say that our own producers helped write this Farm Bill.
But really, the debate in the House is not on the Farm Bill. It's actually on immigration and border security and guest worker programs.
It is, and I think that this is a wonderful opportunity for a win-win for agriculture. We had the Farm Bill on the House floor a couple of weeks ago, and it got tied down because there's a group of Congress members that want to pass immigration first, or at least vote on an immigration bill. And I'm happy to do that. The biggest problem for immigration in my district is an agriculture guest worker visa. We have 6,000 DACA recipients across the state. Certainly, we want to do what's right by them. But more important to me is the agriculture industry and the agriculture work visa. Certainly, every immigration bill, we always start talking about national security and border security. That's a priority as well. I very much look forward to standing beside the president and his pillars on immigration, that he wants to end chain migration, that he wants to end the lottery as well. That's good with me. Very proud of the Goodlatte bill that we've been working on. So hopefully we'll have a vote next week on an immigration bill that solves a lot of these problems. My emphasis will be to solve the agriculture guest worker visa issue, and that will in turn give us an opportunity to vote on the Farm Bill, and I think we'll have the votes to get her done then.
Dr. Roger Marshall from the 1st Congressional District of Kansas, member of the House Ag Committee. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.